In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every Sunday when we recite the Creed, there's a part that we say, "And He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead." Today's day is known as Judgment Sunday. Last Sunday we had the Sunday of the Prodigal Son. And so each Sunday is dedicated to a specific message right before we enter Lent, all having to do with repentance, because during Lent is a time for us to reflect in our hearts and in ourselves to see what we need to change about ourselves and come to Christ. Because with Christ, we can always make a U-turn in our lives and come back to Him. And in this morning's Gospel, Christ tells us what Judgment Day will be like. He says that He's going to take His one flock and divide His sheep and His goats. Because together in a flock, there's sheep and goat. Sheep and goats come together, that they're all both different. And when I was in seminary, this African Orthodox priest explained to us, in order to understand this passage about separating the sheep from the goats, you need to understand what is the difference between a sheep and a goat, because they both look very similar, like crocodiles and alligators. And in this story that Christ tells us, is He separates the sheep and he tells them, "You did wonderful for feeding the poor, for clothing the naked, for doing all these things, because it would be like as if you did it to me." And with the goats, He told them, "You will be punished because you did not do this. When you did not take care of the other, you did not take care of me." So what is this difference between a sheep and a goat? Sheep are gentle and they're quiet. They're very innocent and they like to learn from their master. They like to learn from the sheep herder. They have that need to be cared for. They always look to their shepherd for guidance. Just as we too, we need to look to our shepherd, to Christ, for guidance. And they're very calm and peaceful, just like right now. We're very calm and peaceful. All we can hear is the air conditioning. And so the sheep is something that a shepherd loves to gather together. Whereas a goat is something, so goats are more wild. They like to go away and stray away from the flock. They like to do their own thing. They're very curious. They like to break away from that peace and from that quiet. And they do not care to be shepherded. So this is the difference between what Christ wants us to be like sheep, not like goats. Last week we had our annual folk dance festival, our FDF. And I'd like to congratulate all our dancers who danced so wonderfully, and they practiced very hard and diligently. And there was one dance that our Asteraque danced where it was led, the leader was holding a staff, a shepherd's staff, which shows that he's the leader of the flock. And everybody was dancing with him, following his steps, all together in unison. And even though they were calm and they were all dancing together, it was strength all together. And they were dancing so wonderfully and everybody was clapping and cheering. Yet at one point, they all got together in a small circle and they stacked on one top of another and made a pyramid. They were standing on each other's shoulders. So the bottom had to be strong and the top had to go on top. And they were all in a spherical pyramid. And they started dancing. And in the center was the shepherd hitting his staff, trying to guide them. So they were all surrounded like sheep around the shepherd. And this is how we need to be with Christ, surrounding our shepherd and having Him guide us. And this is what union is. So Christ tells us on Judgment Day, He's going to look at this criteria of us. Did we surround ourselves around our shepherd? And did we have this criteria of love, of compassion, just like the sheep, having love and compassion for others who are in need? And there's also, I'd like to end with a petition that we always say at the altar. We always say, "A Christian end to our lives, peaceful, free of shame and suffering, and for a good defense before the awesome judgment seat of Christ. May we ask of the Lord." Amen.